First, some background. I grew up in a family that loves nature, but not shooting parts of it. We did plenty of hiking and fishing, but no hunting. I respect people who get their own food, and judging hunters would make me a hypocrite since I eat meat, but the thought of killing things when you're not forced to bothers me. So, since hunting wasn't part of my upbringing, and neither was chronic fear of criminals, guns were not part of my life for my first 25 years. That changed when an insurance adjuster familiar with marine crime practically had my dad committed for not keeping firearms on his sailboat. The guy made a persuasive argument, so my dad got 2 stainless steel shotguns. A few trips to a shooting range followed, but besides using a friend's BB gun as a kid, that was the extent of my shooting experience. Until last month. I live in a state that ranks 2nd in per capita gun deaths. Almost 60% of Alabama households report having guns. I began wondering, worst case scenario guy that I am, if being gun illiterate put me at a disadvantage. Chances were my lack of experience wouldn't matter. But if it ever does matter, it'll matter in an important situation. These thoughts, plus the fact that I'm about to inherit 2 pistols, brought me to a local gun store shooting range for the NRA's basic handgun course. I walked in and was dumbstruck by the sheer number of weapons and customers. A sticker on the wall read, "If you want to steal, go to Kmart. They only arrest you." Hearing the explosions from the range and being surrounded by all that deadly metal, I realized something. It's impossible to get shot if there's no gun. But if one loaded gun comes into your environment, practically speaking, the chances shoot up astronomically. Let's say they increase to 1%. Understanding that is just a 1% increase is wrong. How many times bigger is 1% than 0? Hint, the answer starts with I. That mathematical relationship was on my mind when class started, but soon, just like being on a nude beach, you get used to anything. The guns around me became just pieces of metal. It helped that they weren't loaded, and that Charles, our veteran instructor, inspired confidence and trust. It also helped that the friendly but under-medicated lady waving her gun all around was sitting behind me, where I couldn't see her. The class was fascinating for the content and the characters in it. Our instructor had been using firearms since he was 7. When he asked who'd brought their own guns, 2 grandmotherly ladies each whipped out 2. One of these nice folks packed her pistols in a little pink paper boutique bag. There was some anti-Obama vitriol, but there were people who did not seem worried about Obama's black helicopters. And who knew that bullets are actually wider than the barrel of a gun? It's true. When the lecture was over, it was time to shoot. A firing range is to combat what pre-K is to grad school, but even with ear protection, the percussions on the range were so intense I couldn't help flinching. That made me wonder how soldiers keep their heads, figuratively and literally. It took me a good 10 minutes to stop ducking, which was okay because it took me that long to load 15 shells into the magazine of my loaner Glock 9. I shot 50 rounds at a paper target with organs drawn on it. 30 bullets in, it became less an ordeal and more of a challenge. By the last 10 shots, the adrenaline had ebbed and I had a better feel for the trigger. I started placing the bullets pretty much where I wanted. Finally, shelves and nerves spent, I got the target and thanked Charles on my way out. Without getting into thorny legal issues, I still favor gun control, but I'm glad I took the course. After all, knowing is better than not knowing, and I'm going to get a certificate from the NRA. More seriously, here's a recommendation I'll make even to gun control supporters. Take a gun safety course. You'll know more about what you're talking about, and hey, you never know. Yeah.
Thank you.